Here in Monrovia's diplomatic enclave, users and pushers squat in dilapidated buildings still lying in ruins from the Civil War days. It's sunny, but the streets are quiet. 27-year-old Michael keeps his hand in the pockets of his faded jeans. With his education interrupted by war, his prospects for a proper job in Liberia are dim. Most Liberians work in the informal economy. He earns a living selling cocaine, marijuana, and crack to what he says is an ever-growing cycle of users.
But some people just like it. That's the food for them. That's the food that they eat. The coke is the food that they always spend money on. They don't eat. They only buy the coke and smoke. That's all. I got more friends, someone in the street now for almost a year plus. We all know gain nothing in the street. Only to go steal and to smoke. That's the only thing they focus on right now.
Driven by the newly intensified demand for cocaine in Europe, the level of trafficking through West Africa has increased. In a June report, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime voices concern that it will trigger political instability by promoting armed violence, corruption, and criminal networks. A recent U.S. State Department report says drug abuse is linked to Liberia's history of war conflict, which left behind more than 100,000 ex-combatants. Child soldiers were fed drugs to make them brave. 29-year-old Dennis, a high school dropout and an ex-combatant, supports his habit by filling taxis full of downtown workers leaving for home in the evenings. He sleeps on the sidewalk.
Some of us look for drugs, money through local to get money. And some of my friends look for iron, some of them hijack, some of them do collects to get money. There's a habit that when you're in, you have to support it. By all means, every day you have to do it. Not a day you cannot stay without drugs once you are in drugs habit. As far as small, like 4 to 5, the amount I get, I smoke to that amount.
Young mill users and sellers are part of a bustling trade. Some of those are taught to say they got hooked as child soldiers. Yes, Dennis.
Like for 2-3 hours, you get very sick because it's very difficult to leave drugs. I want to leave drugs. I hate drugs, but I'm an addict. I want to leave drugs, but it's very difficult for me to leave drugs.
Here in front of a rundown cinema on Monrovia's Broad Street, card loaders help people find their way home by squeezing them into one of the city's multicolored taxi cabs. 12 or 29-year-old in a torn shirt and dirty clothes, run down from drug use, says he became an addict in the Civil War.
I used to take drugs to go on the front line to make me active, to do things out of the way. Sometimes harm people, wound pregnant women, disorganized pregnant women, through the influence of drugs.
A disfigured 31-year-old ex-soldier of the disbanded armed forces of Liberia called Tawet says he's been taking cocaine since 1990.
I was in Italian when I get wounded on the front line. I do not know that I get wounded. Tears my feet. You can see the bullet wound. It penetrated. I was wearing boots. I was highlighted, but I never knew on the old bridge. I never knew that I get wounded.
According to police spokesman George Badu, there is only one public drug rehabilitation center in the entire country. It's in a prison in Zweju in northeastern Liberia.
Dangerous drugs, it leads to other crime. You have the correction palace at the prison, that where you do rehabilitation, reintegration, and those things that are important.
The UN fears that increased trafficking is creating a class of new users. Liberia's government recently signed an agreement with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime to create a $5.7 million transnational crime unit composed of elite officers. The unit, which is not yet operational, will work closely with international crime agency Interpol. There are similar efforts underway in Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone and Ivory Coast as part of an ECOWAS agreement to address illicit drug and human trafficking and organized crime in West Africa. There are, however, no immediate plans to create rehabilitation programs. Dennis says he hopes the government and other organizations will intervene one day to give them the needed skills training and total treatment to enable them to leave drugs.
Yeah, I just want to make an appeal to helping hands out there totally intervene into our situation. We really need a government help preparing a place to keep us going on a square training. You can be able to leave drugs.
People like Dennis are eagerly awaiting the day that they will leave cocaine and crack. But for now, there are still signs of the drug industry booming. For New Narratives and Radio Verities, I am Fabienne Kuia.